Republicans blast Democrats coming to rescue of illegal alien deported to El Salvador. By Hannah Knudsen on April 16, 2025. Republicans are blasting Democrats for coming to the rescue of an illegal alien deported to his native El Salvador, making it clear that U.S. taxpayers should not have their hard-earned tax dollars paying for an all-expenses-paid trip to import criminal illegal aliens back into our communities. Members of the Republican Study Committee, RSC, released statements following plans of Democrats, namely, Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD, running to El Salvador over the deportation of an accused MS-13 gang member. The man in question is 29-year-old Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who entered the U.S. illegally at the age of 16. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents in Maryland arrested him in Maryland on March 12, as Breitbart News detailed. Abrego Garcia was previously arrested by immigration officials on March 28, 2019, with Judge Elizabeth Kessler finding that he was arrested in the company of other ranking gang members and was confirmed to be a ranking member of the MS-13 gang by a proven and reliable source. Arguing that he failed to meet his burden of demonstrating that his release from custody would not pose a danger to others, as the evidence shows that he is a verified member of MS-13, Kessler denied Abrego Garcia's bond. He married his pregnant girlfriend, an American citizen, while he was still in a Maryland Immigration Detention Center, The Independent reported. After his now wife, Jennifer Vasquez Serra, gave birth to their first child together a few months later, Judge David M. Jones granted Abrego Garcia's request for withholding of removal back to El Salvador based on his well-founded fear of persecution by MS-13 rival gang Barrio 18. In short, Abrego Garcia was removable, but not to his country of origin, which is El Salvador, Breitbart News reported. Republicans are blasting the political stunts of Democrats, who are clutching pearls over the deportation of this illegal immigrant. Americans should not have their hard-earned tax dollars paying for an all-expenses-paid trip to import criminal illegal aliens back into our communities, RSC Chairman August Pfluger, RTX, said in a statement. Members who are rushing to El Salvador to retrieve an international gang-affiliated member, yet show zero urgency in meeting with Rachel Morin's family or addressing the devastation from the Biden border crisis, have their priorities completely misaligned, he continued. This isn't just failed leadership, it's a complete abandonment of their duty to protect American citizens. While Democrats are fighting on behalf of illegal criminals on your dime, Republicans will continue to fight for the safety of American citizens, he added. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, reminded Americans that Garcia is a member of MS-13 transnational criminal gang known for some of the most brutal, violent crimes imaginable. She continued. MS-13 members have raped, tortured, and murdered Americans in cold blood. They've beheaded their victims, used machetes to carry out executions, and trafficked women and children across our border. Garcia invaded our country illegally, broke our laws, and according to his own wife, abused her. He's exactly the kind of dangerous thug President Trump promised to remove, and he did. Yet while President Trump is protecting American lives, Democrats are working overtime to bring this animal back. They're fighting harder for an MS-13 gang member than they ever have for the victims of his cartel's violence. This isn't compassion, it's betrayal. This isn't public service, and it's dangerously close to treason. Representative Diana Harshbarger, RTN, said no one should be surprised by the actions and rhetoric of Democrats on this matter. At President Trump's joint address just weeks ago, Democrats refused to stand with multiple victims who lost their loved ones to violence at the hands of illegal aliens, and they voted countless times against legislation that would protect American citizens from dangerous illegal aliens, she said. If these Democrats are so desperate to save an MS-13 gang member from his home country of El Salvador, maybe the flights they're booking should be one way, the lawmaker added. Representative Andy Ogles, RTN, also blasted Democrats for rolling out the red carpet for illegal aliens. He went on. The left-wing media and prominent Democrats are actively prioritizing gang members over the safety of American citizens. It's disgraceful, but sadly, not surprising. Let's be clear, every illegal immigrant needs to go home, and any gang-affiliated criminal should rot in a prison cell in El Salvador, where they belong. The statements come as Democrats, namely, Reps. Robert Garcia, DCA, and Maxwell Alejandro Frost, DFL, announced their desire to conduct welfare checks on illegal aliens deported from the U.S. to El Salvador's Centro de Confinamiento del Terrorismo, SCOT, mega prison. A congressional delegation would allow committee members to conduct a welfare check on Mr. Abrego Garcia, as well as others held at SCOT, such as Andre Jose Hernandez, a 30-year-old LGBTQ makeup artist who passed a credible fear interview during his legal asylum process before being deported. They wrote in a letter to House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY,